Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, June 29th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Erica Jennings reporting. Our Strike Fund Vote webcast was conducted today, exactly 1 week prior to the close of our Strike Fund Vote. Members sent in questions about the Strike Fund, and we were able to hold an online union meeting with flight attendants around the world. If you are not able to attend the webcast, an archive recording is available for viewing at www.unitedafa.org. This online meeting was another great communications tool, but we should all remember it doesn't replace the power of us talking face-to-face about these negotiations at secure local council meetings and other interactions on break time while we're at work. Electronic media is a quick and easy way to communicate information, but it often doesn't allow for the kind of discussions that are better supported in a private setting and take place in support of our strategic negotiations. We appreciate the work of all of our flight attendant negotiation network activists to keep us talking with each other and helping us to remain focused on fact. Your continued feedback through the fan and participation throughout the negotiations is critical to our success. NEC President Greg Davidovich opened the webcast by framing the discussion on the status of our negotiations. During his opening comments, he stated, quote, "I know that just like my family, you and your family are finding it harder and harder to make ends meet with pay based on the 1994 pay scale. Less time with our families and little to no ability to plan for our future. Delay and a deep-rooted desire by management to worsen our working conditions have plagued all of the negotiations on the property. This strike fund vote is an opportunity for flight attendants to reject management's assertion that you are willing to accept concessions. Just at this past mediation session overseen by the National Mediation Board, management had the opportunity to change the course of these negotiations and recognize the value we bring to this airline, the airline that seeks to be the industry leader. Instead of talking seriously about the improvements you have identified are important, management regressed to propose even greater concessions. Management firmly believes you are willing to accept concessions. We know they are dead wrong, but now it's critical that you show them. This is about sending management a powerful message today that they underestimate the resolve of United Airlines flight attendants. We will not accept their concessionary proposals, and we will stand together for the improvements we determine together are critical for an industry-leading airline. We stand together for an industry-leading contract," end quote. If you've not yet had a chance to vote on the strike fund, you have 1 week remaining before the vote closes on Tuesday, July 6th at 1600 hours Central Time. If you've already voted, the ballot point system allows you to sign in again with your VIN and PIN and resubmit your vote. If you've lost your VIN and PIN, you may obtain a new activation code to reactivate your voting credentials. Only the last vote cast is counted when the vote closes on July 6th. If you need your activation code to activate your voting credentials by obtaining your VIN and setting your PIN, simply call the AFA Membership Services Department at 1-800-424-2401, extension 706, Monday through Friday, between 9:30 and 5:30 Eastern Time, or dial the United MEC Voter Helpline at 1-800-624-3907, extension 546, for return calls after hours and throughout the weekend. Be sure to leave a message if your call is not immediately answered. Calls are being returned quickly. The entire voting process will take less than 2 minutes, but it will have a great impact on the years ahead. Don't wait another minute. Cast your vote now. There were no negotiations last week as management continues to refuse to meet outside of the mediation sessions. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remain informed as we stand together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading